Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, community, and inspiration. My name is Justin Metcha. Happy weekend to you, friends. Happy New Year. I'm excited because we had a blast last weekend introducing a couple of friends of mine and their trade. And I thought to myself, I'm going to be selfish. I have a question and we ran out of time. So I'm going to bring them back for a weekend and ask a question that I know is on a lot of people's minds. However, before I pull back the curtain and ask the question, I'm going to thank my great sponsors, All About You, Wellness and Aesthetics, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. J.D. Barton and Nathan Graff with Artisan Roofing, right back in the studio here. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us back.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So I have a question, guys. My wife and I bought our home, our most recent home, in 2021. Remember that year, J.D.?
Oh, yeah.
Everything going 100.
It's an interesting year.
110 miles an hour, you know, waiving all of the contingencies. And we were in a multiple offer situation, just like everybody else was. And, you know, when you get there, you're throwing things off the table, like, oh, I'll waive this and I'll waive that and I'll waive everything. And one of those things that we had to waive to win the deal was the inspection. Right. And even though I feel like I'm pretty capable, I've flipped a few homes. I've never done a roof. I've been on a roof before, probably for inappropriate reasons, though. I walked through the home and I felt pretty confident about it. It's built in 1996. We're not talking about like a 1926 build, you know, so there's probably some pretty decent material inside those walls. And we move in and it is August of 21. And, you know, I'm doing my last yard cleanup and there's a couple of shingles in the yard and I'm thinking, oh, this is probably from my neighbor, you know, cause my house is perfect because that's what homeowners think, right?
Of course. Judy? Yes, definitely.
Yeah, my house is perfect. It's worth more than everybody else's. And I thought that too. And then I do eventually get up on the roof, probably for illegitimate reasons, Nathan. And I do notice that I'm missing quite a few shingles. Now in talking to my neighbors and in becoming more familiar with my area, I realized I'm in a high wind area. I'm prone to high winds. Most of the roofs in my area, in our area of neighbors and such, are composite or asphalt, right? Shingles. There's a couple of people out there with metal. They're typically, though, I think most of the metal roofs I see are on their shops or their garages, their accessory buildings. So I have a question, and I've been thinking, and my wife and I have been discussing this because we're looking at some remodel this coming spring, including potentially the roof. And we're wondering, do we go metal? And I don't need to get into like this Ford versus Chevy, this cat versus grizz kind of debate, unless it's appropriate, Nathan. However, what would be the reasons why we go metal, or what would be the reasons why we stay shingles?
First question, just based on experience, what does your wife want? I'm being 100% serious.
Yeah, that was a straight face, JD.
It really was.
That's a good question. I'm gonna have to phone her. She just wants our house to look good.
Okay. So another question, because I'm not going to be driving up to your house. So like I'm entering your story. You're not entering mine. So
well said.
A lot of people have this nostalgia growing up, you know, rain hitting a metal roof. It's kind of like a country song.
Sure.
So no matter how, you know, technical I get about like how much better one is over the other, if you already have like a predetermined decision ahead of time, that's
kind of...
It doesn't
matter.
No.
I want the rain on the tin roof kind of thing.
Now,
yeah.
If you ask me questions like, hey, wind rating wise, which one's better? Hey, okay. Class A fire rating, is both of them Class A fire? You know, I can be more specific that way.
Okay.
You know, I will tell you that with shingles, you get, you know, we're Owens Corning preferred.
Okay.
I'm very impressed with the quality of, just the way Owens Corning makes their shingles. I've been to their plant. You know, in the winter, you know, when you install a shingle roof, you know, you are literally shattering the asphalt mat of the shingle.
Okay.
If you're shooting, you know, and then some people go, oh, okay, well then why don't we install metal in the winter too? The pancake screws actually start snapping at 15 degrees.
Sure.
So there's pros and cons to both.
Right.
But I would say Owens Corning shingles, you get a 10-year labor, 50-year manufacturer warranty.
50?
50 from the manufacturer.
Okay.
You know, let's say the shingles start degranulating, the color's changing. They have a 25-year warranty against algae growth on the shingles.
Okay.
They put copper sulfate in the shingles. So yeah, quality wise, they're a phenomenal manufacturer. Metal, you know, you get a 2-year labor warranty usually,
and they
will warranty the color of the metal for 40 years.
Okay.
They will not back any kind of labor for the most part. There are some companies that do that, but they're not readily available here in Flathead County.
I understand that with metal, there's also a discussion around your rivets or your screws being exposed versus concealed, because that could also, not just for cosmetic reasons, that could also change the lifespan of the roof, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, does it work? Is it a quality roof? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But if you're in a high wind area, you may have to, you know, replace those screws more often than not.
Wow. Okay. So what you're saying is the shingle roof is actually more, it's built to withstand high wind more than the metal.
In my professional, from where I've, you know, come from, yes.
So that might explain why my neighbors have all shingle roofs.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Hmm.
Now, if your wife still says, hey, I still really want that, you know, that I have, you know, like, is there little shed roofs off the side of the house that you want to add like metal features to?
Accents or something.
Accents. Yep. You can absolutely do both.
Yeah. Oh, cool. A hybrid model.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're hanging out with Artisan Roof and we're talking about the great debate, metal versus shingle, right? Cat versus grizz. It's almost that tough. I've got J.D. Barton and Nathan Graff with Artisan Roofing in the house with me. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. When we get back, more about metal versus shingle.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. In the studio with me, Artisan Roofing, Nathan Graff and J.D. Barton. Nathan, it is, you know, minus out there. You know, I it's funny, J.D., I don't bother counting. Once it goes below zero, it's all the same to me. It's just.
Oh, I agree.
Very, it's very, just cold. Very cold. Yeah, like if the windshield wipers are stuck to the windshield,
right.
I don't care if it's minus 50 or minus one. It's still minus.
The defrost isn't working.
Why are you so negative, right? Just get positive. However, let's say I need a roof. Let's say it's minus and I need a roof. And Nathan, let's say it's like an emergency thing. Like there's some kind of damage. And if we don't fix this, we're going to have a bigger problem come springtime. Is that something you can do? How do you advise me in that situation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Part of being living here in Flathead County, I've learned very quickly that you have to be flexible.
Okay.
You have to be willing to serve your community, even when it's inconvenient. Sometimes it's all about surviving here in Flathead County. It's not always like 70 degrees. Yeah. It's not always 70 degrees. So there are times where people go, hey, I had an ice dam. I had pipes snap from the second story. It's leaking into my basement. I can't wait until, you know, it's sunny outside. I need you to come and do my roof. And we've actually figured out ways of not only doing it in the wintertime, but also Owens Corning will back our installation for 10 years on the labor, 50 years on the manufacturer, like the product, and 12 months out of the year.
So, okay, 12. I was just going to ask. Yep. So you can actually work 12 months out of the year?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So if needed, you can jump in there now.
My team. Oh, it's not just me.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Don't forget the team. Yeah. We have an absolutely stellar team.
Okay. Wonderful.
It does take about 30% longer to do things in the wintertime because we have
probably
a lot of prep work.
Yeah.
A lot of prep work, a lot of snow to move.
Yeah.
A lot of, precautions so that people don't slip on the, ice.
Right.
But yeah, it is 100% possible.
Let's go back to the debate, metal versus shingle. If I have a home that has a very aggressive pitch, metal or shingle?
Question. Your walkways, are they underneath the main areas of the roof where ice and snow are going to fall?
Oh, good question. Let's say they are.
Okay. So if you do go metal, you would need to install snow brakes.
Right. Okay.
And I would say if it's really steep and you have really long spans, you're going to need to go at least two.
Right. A couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a science behind where you install those? Like at what distance or what measure?
It's usually 3 to 5 feet from the eave edge.
Okay.
And if you have long spans, you're going to need to go another 3 to 5 feet.
For a second one.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what that does is eliminates all of that snow coming down at the same time.
Correct.
Now, if you don't have walkways along that side, then it doesn't matter?
So another important thing is you don't want mass amounts of snow, you know, accumulating along the line of your house and then leaking into your basement.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it's just each house is different.
Yeah.
I would put it that way. We need to come out. That's why an advisor needs to come out and advise,
right,
give our professional assessment of what's best for you and your home.
I understand. It's kind of unfair to say metal versus shingle because, yeah, you know, every home has different characteristics.
Correct.
You know, my home has, I would say, a lower pitch roof, right? However, there are valleys that are created through with the garage. And I would imagine that you guys would take a look at that and factor in something that I can't even think of right now. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's pretty true. So friends, there's your piece of advice. There's my little aha. It's not as simple as cat versus Grizz, nope, right? Because go Grizz. However, it's and I say that because, and my son got accepted to MSU. JD, can awesome. You believe that?
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's might awesome. Have to switch. It's going to be painful. Matt, this is going to be a painful year. Matt's shaking his head too. However, the point is it's not as simple as A versus B or Ford versus Chevy, right? It's
Ford.
You got to come out there and take a look, right? You need the advisor, and you need, right, the advisor that's going to be here. You need the advisor that is servant oriented, that is community based, that is connection oriented, and skilled as well, and aware of what product you have and how to best use it, and has the capacity to use it 12 months out of 12 months.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome. Nathan, any final thoughts as we wrap up our show here?
I just want to thank you for your time.
Yeah.
I mean, to be able to use this and grow business and it's 3 degrees outside, I just feel really blessed to be, you know, on your show. So thank you.
You know, the guy has a big heart, not just a super sexy radio voice. He's got a big heart. And you want to learn a little bit more about that, jump into last week's episode on KJJR.com and learn a little bit more about the backstory between Nathan Graff and JD Barton, how they met on a country road and how they're out there really wanting to bless people's lives and protect their homes. Yeah. So that's awesome, guys. Hey, thank you for your time. Have a great weekend out there. Friends, be safe, be well, stay warm. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.